This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. In Afghanistan, a NATO soldier died today from a roadside bomb, and two suicide bombs killed an Afghan civilian and wounded at least nine others. There were 24 Afghans killed yesterday, policemen and civilians, in bomb and insurgent attacks. And in the south and east near the Pakistan border, the Afghan army and U.S.-led coalition forces are doing battle with the Taliban there. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us from Kabul. Ivan, NATO is saying that violence is up in Afghanistan. What's leading to the increase?
They're saying that there's been an increase in insurgent attacks in eastern Afghanistan near the border with Pakistan in the past 4 weeks. NATO commanders say the number of attacks have gone up from 60 a week to 100, and that is primarily roadside bombs and suicide bomb attacks. There was a suicide bomb attack today in Khost province on the border with Pakistan, and that has been attributed primarily, according to NATO commanders, to recent peace negotiations between the Pakistani government and Taliban commanders on the other side of the border.
That is, the Pakistan government, in dealing with these Taliban militants and guerrillas, I think has said to them, you go ahead and do what you want in Afghanistan, we're not going to pay attention to that.
Well, some of the agreements that have been made are calling for an end to more than a year of really bloody fighting between the Pakistani army and the insurgents, the militants on the Pakistani side of the border. But there doesn't seem to be any detail, any indication of whether or not these militants should stop their fighting on this side of the border. And there have been some very bellicose statements coming from Taliban commanders in Pakistan saying, okay, we're going to stop this war with Islamabad, the Pakistani government, but we will carry on our jihad against the Western-backed government in Afghanistan.
Now, there has been an increase in the number of U.S. Marines sent to Afghanistan that came in April. 2,500 more Marines and sent to this region, weren't they? What's going on with that?
This is the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit, which we should be joining next week. They've been sent down to Helmand province in the south. It's a major drug-producing province. It's also been a major war zone between British troops deployed there and insurgents. From the indications I've gotten from NATO officials here in Kabul, militants tried to stage frontal attacks against the Marines several weeks after they arrived in Helmand province. NATO officials say the insurgents suffered very heavy casualties there. The question, though, is the Marines are not on a very long deployment. It's less than 8 months, and even if they defeat the Taliban in that area, who will take their place? And a big issue in Afghanistan is the lack of authority that the Afghan government has in the provinces. It simply cannot extend its reach to these provincial centers, and it does not control the countryside, especially at night.
The other daunting thing that you've reported from your time back there in Kabul, food prices, just the cost of living, the daily conditions of Afghans, not very good.
No, it's a global problem where the world's poorest countries have really been hit by skyrocketing prices of staple foods, and Afghanistan has not been spared that. The price of bread, the staple food here, has jumped more than 60%. That's hitting people in this impoverished country, people who make maybe $60 a month, very hard. We even spoke with one family where a man was just pushed over the edge. He committed suicide because he could no longer afford to feed his family of 12.
NPR's Ivan Watson with us from Kabul. He's on his way to join the U.S. Marines on the border with Pakistan. We'll hear more from you, Ivan. Thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.